Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 171. Rav Avraham Tversky's book, I've Got to Get Out of My Way, has a chapter called Why the Negative Self-Concept. And as he said before, that earlier in life, probably in early childhood, he developed a distorted self-concept. And he searched and he wasn't able to reveal what caused him to feel this way about himself, because his parents were indeed loving and caring people. And his father's method of discipline was to enhance a person, and towards him also was positive. It wasn't a negative experience. Even when he did something that his father disapproved, he would say in Yiddish, is pasnish, which means it doesn't become you. You're too good for that. You know, why do something beneath your dignity? Even his reprimands, in other words, were given in a manner that avoided depressing his self-esteem. So it wasn't from his parents. And he was further puzzled, Rabbi Tversky, in that he succeeded in everything he did. He graduated high school at 16. He received smicha at 21. He graduated medical school and high honors at 29. He served as an assistant rabbi during medical school. He was board certified in psychiatry. He wrote many books. So there was no logical reason, he says, there's no logical reason for me to feel negative about myself. Yet I felt that people would not like me unless I did something for them. So I became the world's greatest people pleaser. I was totally dependent on what others thought of me. If people did not say my sermon was outstanding, I was devastated. I had no identity. I was whatever you wanted me to be. And my achievements did not alleviate my delusion that I was inadequate, undesirable, damaged goods. He even said he wrote a book called Life's Too Short, which I didn't read yet, in which I describe some of the maneuvers that a person may do to relieve the feeling of inadequacy and unworthiness. And it's essentially autobiographical, which means that it was a story about himself. Life's Too Short is the name of the book. Then he said that he noticed in psychiatry that the same problem existed with most people that have emotional disorders. Some blame their parents, which may have been justified in some cases, but not in all cases. And he was puzzled at this unwarranted feeling of inferiority. He used many of the maneuvers that only gave temporary relief to himself. And what he didn't understand also was this paradox of the low self-esteem. Because what Tversky began to realize was that the gifted and highly intelligent people, often those were the ones that had profound feelings of low self-esteem, more than people who were less gifted or less endowed. And it made no sense to him. And he acknowledges, like we mentioned before, which I give him a lot of credit for doing, that he struggled through decades of adult life, practicing psychiatry, writing books, achieving a lot of recognition, and yet being unable to shake off that tormenting feeling that I wasn't good enough. So what is pshat? So he came across this several years ago, he says, a pshat from Rav Simcha Zisel of Kelm in the Pasuk of Tehillim. And I hope I remember it because it's a beautiful pshat. He says as follows. The pasuk says, "Dochai dechisani linpoil, vaHashem azarani." We say this in actually Halal, in the Minah Meitzar. It's a kapitel tilim kuf yud ches. "Dochai dechisani linpoil." They pushed me very hard, so I may fall. VaHashem azarani, but Hashem helped me not fall. And Rav Simcha Zisel calls to our attention the double lashon, "Dochai dechisani." And he said this amazing comment. Dochai is a noun, not a verb. Dochai is something. What is that dochai? That's the innate depressive force within a person. There's a force within a person that is called dochai. It pushes him down. It depresses him. It wants to crush him. So the pasuk in Tehillim says, dochai, I have something in me that's called dochai. It's pushing me down. It wants to crush me. Dichisani, it is trying to crush me. Linpal, in order to fall. Bavashem azarani. So this helps us understand, he says, what the Gemara says, that the Yetzirah renews itself every single day and seeks to destroy him. That's a Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed. The goal of the Yetzirah is to make a person non-functional. How does he do that? Making him feel inferior, inadequate, unworthy. If a Yetzirah attempts a frum person to eat treif or be Mechal Shabbos, he won't succeed because he knows it's forbidden. But if you tell him you're a failure, you won't succeed, you're not likable, you're damaged goods, then the person does not recognize that this is the wile of the Yetzirah, and he may be defenseless. He may be defenseless. Because he was told all these things. So again, it's a tricky thing because the Yetzirah says, tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. You have to have charata, charata, charata. But yeah, it's only a chelik of it, and in a certain measure. Not the way it's describing here, where it destroys the person. Dochei dechisani. You're a failure, you can't succeed, you're damaged goods. And then if you have other negative influences, if there was a parental neglect, or if there was abuse, or if there was illness, that intensifies the feelings of inferiority. But even if you don't have those things, you can have a very low self-esteem, because the Yetzirah has that power. It can delude a person into feeling unworthy. It could delude a person and cause him to forget about his holy neshama. Once Reb Tversky realized this and heard this Zvart, he recognized that the negative feelings about himself was a result of the Yetzirah's efforts to disable him. This is the same Yetzirah that tempts a person to commit sins. And just like you could reject the Yetzirah's pressure to eat something not kosher, or to not do an act that would violate Shabbos, you can reject his efforts to crush you in the way that it makes you feel inadequate or unworthy. You have a chiyuv to push that off. This is what it means also, the greater the person is, the greater the Yetzirah is. This stands to reason. If a person is poorly endowed, he doesn't have gifts, Hashem does not give him an overwhelming Yetzirah. But a person who has great knowledge and good midas and a power and an ability, he gives him gifts, then the Yetzirah, in accordance to his ability, faces a stronger struggle, a greater struggle, to resist that Yetzirah's attempts to crush him. He said once that he arranged a talk for an out-of-town speaker. And this out-of-town speaker, he watched him lecture physicians, and he was studying the faces of the audience if anyone disagreed with him. And Retorsky thought to himself, who cares? They're wrong. He wrote a book on the subject. He knows it. What is he worried about? And then he took this doctor to the airport. And he realized that despite the fact that this doctor who gave the lecture knew his stuff cold, but his self-esteem was very low and irrational. And he was extremely sensitive to someone disagreeing with him. A person who is bright, personable, worthy, and suffers from an unwarranted feeling of negativity, he's believing in a delusion. This is the Yetzirah's power to delude you and to cause hallucinations. You know, you may think, like, oh, it's opposite of arrogance. No. Low self-esteem delusion is the mirror image of a grandiose delusion of a psychotic or someone that's a tremendous balgaiva. He thinks he's like in control of the world. This is the opposite. You could have someone grandiose, they think they're great and they're sitting in a mental hospital and they believe they're the chief of the world banking system and they're the emperor and they're sleeping together with 40 other patients and he still has this delusion. But you have the opposite delusion of an unhealthy, warped, low self-esteem. One client acknowledged to him and said, I have an entire wall in my home covered with honorary plaques, tributes, but they mean nothing to me. And when he receives an accolade and he feels better about himself for a little bit of time and then it disappears. So this self-esteem problem could disable a person. And unless he realizes it's the Yetzer Hara working against him, he may not escape this delusion. It's very important to try to escape it. I'll bring something that I heard when I was out of town, heard from a rabbi on what Avram said. That will give sort of an aspect of this at the end of this Torah. Listen carefully. Avram Avinu said, when he was fighting for Sodom to save them, at the end he sort of sensed that it wasn't going to work. But he said, "Hini noyahoy alti ledaber el Hashem. I'm beginning to talk to Hashem, v'anoichi ofer ve'efer, and I am dust and I am ashes." The Chassam Sefer says, I heard this rabbi say, as follows. Avram Avinu was trying to excuse himself and say as follows, that you gave me the ability to bring people to know you, to promote chesed in the world, kindness to the world, to bring people to tshuva, to remove their ways from idol worship, to serve you, the one and only God. But over here, it's a daim, I was not matzliach, I was not successful. Why? V'anoichi off of the efer. Avram said, if you would have created me bigger, with greater strengths, I may have been able to save them. But v'anoichi off of the efer, what am I? I'm earth, I'm dust. So I'm not big enough to be able to save them. The Chassam Sefer says it's sort of explaining, rationalizing why Avram was trying to excuse himself and ask Mechila from the fact that he couldn't save them. But some touch a little deeper even, in that with this itself, he was trying to save them. Saying, have rachmanis on Sodom. Don't hold them accountable by the fact that they weren't influenced by me trying to make them better because of anochi off of the efer. I am just dust and ashes. I didn't have the ability to bring them back. So please forgive them, because if they would have had someone better, they would come back. Lamaisa, this particular tefillah wasn't niskabel, but tefillahs through this beyond were niskabel. This rabbi added a beautiful point, and this is what I want to convey, which is connected to this particular theme of low self-esteem. What happened, though? Avram did say v'anoichi off of the efer. And it says in the schus that he said v'anoichi off of the efer, he was zeicher to the offer of Saita, the earth of a Saita to test the holy waters, and efer of para aduma, that would be matar a tummy mace, that would be matar someone that was touched a dead body, and to be matar that tuma. And this rabbi said something phenomenal. He said, what is Avram, what is Hashem trying to teach Avram or with this chus? Avram said, you called yourself off of the efer, right? You said you're not worthy. You said you're offer. You said you're efer. But look at what offer did and look what efer did. You humbled yourself before me. That's not unhealthy self-esteem, by the way. Humbling before Hashem. But as long as you recognize your own value as offer and efer of Hashem, then you could do tremendous things. You believing yourself as offer, but it has value that even the offer does tremendous things. This offer, in the case where the woman indeed was innocent, and the husband suspected her, and he erases his name on a parchment, Hashem, to bring shalom to the couple. Offer with that earth mixed in of Saita. Efer of Paraduma to purify even the strongest Tumah of Tami Mace. Which shows you, this rabbi said, that no matter how great or low you feel, no matter how, whether you feel you have great capabilities or less capabilities, Hashem implanted in you the ability to do tremendous things, that no matter who you are, whatever, what you do, you could transform things and make things into Torah and mitzvahs. Even Ofer becoming a Ofer Saita, even Efer becoming Efer Para Aduma. That is what it's about. So even if we look at ourselves as Ofer the Efer in front of Hashem, but we have a holy neshama, a nekuda, that can never be eradicated, of a holy spark, That we need to always remember. These negative feelings about oneself is a result of the Yetzer Hara's effort to disable you. Don't allow that to happen. Just like you fight sins, you fight feelings of inadequacy. Bracha v'atzlacha.